For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Encouraging lawmakers to make informed policy decisions when it comes to legislation about science. That's the goal of a march that occurs this month at the state capitol in Little Rock. The theme for the event is Stand Up for Science. Dr. Michelle Merritt is assistant professor of philosophy at Arkansas State University, and she came up with the idea for a march for science.
Part of the reason I wanted to start it, since I'm not a scientist, which I think is interesting, is that I rely on science a lot, and I don't think you have to be a scientist to appreciate science. So I really wanted to do my part to protect what I see as, you know, valuable research going on, and clean air and clean energy and all of these kinds of things that impact us no matter what our profession.
Glenn Hooks is director of the Arkansas Sierra Club, and he says members of all parties should look at hard data before making crucial decisions.
We are concerned, of course, with the administration in Washington, and we're concerned with the administration in Little Rock right now during the legislative session, making decisions that are at best governing by anecdote instead of using facts and figures. And so what we're trying to do with this science march is really bring attention to the fact that public policy matters, and it matters that we do it right, and that we don't just do things based on the way that we feel. We do things based on data and based on science. And so it's a challenge. It shouldn't be as much of a challenge. But we're going to bring attention and hope to repair some of that.
And he says the decisions that are made affect every aspect of life.
Science affects everything that we do. It affects farming. It affects if you're a hunter, in fact, you want healthy forests. If you're a fisherman, you want healthy streams to fish in. If you're somebody who cares about clean energy, that matters. If you're somebody who is just interested in healthcare, science matters. And so we really want to see a broad-based representation of people at the March for Science. Don't think that if you're not a scientist, you can't be part of this. If you're somebody who breathes clean air and enjoys drinking clean water, this is a place for you.
And that's Glenn Hooks, who says the March for Science takes place on Earth Day, which is April 22nd. Marchers will meet at Capitol and Chester Streets and then march to the steps of the state capitol for a rally that will start at 1 o'clock. Kevin Delaney from the Museum of Discovery in Little Rock will be the keynote speaker. And after Delaney speaks, there will be a time where people can get together to learn about how to get involved after the march is over. Telling us about that, once again, Glenn Hooks.
Where people who are very interested in continuing their activism as a result of the march, we're going to be able to plug them into groups and organizations that do a wide variety of scientific work, whether it's the Sierra Club, whether it's other public health groups, food groups, anything like that, because I don't want it just to have a one-off event and everybody goes home and that's it. We're really about empowering people to take action that improves our lives, and that includes doing something after the march.
That's Glenn Hooks. The march is open to the public. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.